I'm now joined with Enda Leaney, Senior Librarian at Ballymun Library, to speak about some forthcoming events at the library for the months of May and June. Good morning, Enda. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Johnny. Great to be back with you.
First of all, Enda, there's an event coming up next Wednesday, 25th, at 12 noon, all in relation to the library's Murder Book Club, and it's entitled Gager by Gustav Skordemann. Tell us all about it.
So this is our crime book club that we run every month. My colleague Linda is in charge of it, and they're meeting on Wednesday the 25th of May at 12 p.m. and they pick a crime novel every month. You can drop into the library, collect the novel, and then show up for the meeting and have a discussion. It's very popular. It's been going on for a while now, and the book, this is a Scandinavian noir crime novel called Gager by Gustav Skordemann, and it's available. If you have a library card, you can download an e-audio version of it or an e-book version of it from our Borrowbox facility, which is on the Dublin City Library's website. I think there's only a couple of spaces left on this crime book club, but if you're interested in joining, then contact Linda at ballymunlibrary@dublincity.ie.
Okay, so you have to be a member of the book club to attend, of course.
Yeah.
Okay, well, roughly or generally, how many turn up for this club event on average?
We'd normally cap the numbers of book clubs at around 15. So you'd be looking at around those numbers. We're very lucky in Ballymun that we get very good attendances at our various book clubs that we have. People seem to enjoy coming along, reading the book. And what's great is, for I think a lot of people find that when they join the book club, it forces them or encourages them to read books that are outside their comfort zone or in genres that they might necessarily read. And it helps introduce them to new authors. And also it's great fun just to discuss books in a nice, relaxed, friendly atmosphere.
Okay, and you mentioned already the book is available to borrow from the library, but it's also available on audio and ebook.
Yeah, so if you have a library membership, you can go onto Dublin City Library's website and download a copy of it, either the e-audio or the e-book itself, or we have physical copies in the library that you can borrow. But just contact Linda. If you're interested in coming along to it, just contact Linda, ballymunlibrary@dublincity.ie.
Excellent. And on Tuesday, 31st of May, will be the Kids Comic Club, starting at 4:30 p.m, of course. Tell us more about this and the comic for this month's event.
Yeah, this is an initiative by my colleague Kira in Ballymun Library, and it's a kids' comic club. So what they do is they get together on the last Tuesday of every month and they read a particular book or a particular graphic novel and they discuss it. But what the nice twist about it is that Kira is a very talented artist, and she shows the children how to draw the characters in the book. So there's a little bit of learning how to draw as well as, engaging with the actual source material. So they're doing The Bad Guys by Aaron Blabby. I think it came out as a movie. There's a movie version of it came out. Again, contact us. I think there's only a few places left on this comic club, but contact us at Ballymun Library at dublincity.ie. It's meeting on Tuesday the 31st of May at 4:30 p.m. and it's for children ages 8 to 12 years.
That's excellent. So there's also a children's book club on the first Wednesday of every month at 3:15 p.m. Details for the June event have yet to be confirmed. Would that be right?
Yeah, it's either the 1st or the 8th of June at 3:15 p.m. I know that they are doing Millions by Frank Cottrell Boyce, which is a fantastic book. And the Children's Book Club is for ages 9 to 12. So just contact us to get a confirmation on the date for that. But it's Millions by Frank Cottrell Boyce. And my colleague Katrina runs that and does an excellent job with it. Again, it's popular, but I think there's a couple of spaces left on it. So just contact us at ballymunlibrary@dublincity.ie.
That's great. And the Ulysses Book Club will meet on Monday, 13th of June next. That's at 6:30 in the evening to discuss one of the greatest novels of the 20th century by James Joyce. Tell us about this one.
Oh yeah, we're given a lot of advance notice for this because it'll take more than a couple of weeks to get through Ulysses. We did this last year in the library and it was a huge success. So we're trying to replicate it for Bloomsday 100. And it's for people who are thinking about reading Ulysses and not 100% whether they should dive into it or not. It's for people who have tried to read Ulysses and have given up. And it's for people who are, you know, are reading it or have read it. But what we're trying to do is just to give people an incentive to have another go with Ulysses or to pick it up for the first time, because it is the centenary of the publication of it this year. It's one of the great literary milestones of our time. There's going to be tons of events organised by Dublin City Council and other agencies for Bloomsday 100. But what we're doing is we're actually going to focus on the novel itself. So don't be afraid, don't be worried about that, you might be a Joycean, you might know a whole lot about James Joyce. All we're looking for you is to pick up a copy of it. We have them in the library, and again, they're available on ebook from the Borrow Box facility, and just sign up for it and come in. We had great fun with it last year. What I will say to people is Ulysses is worth the effort. It really is. It deserves its reputation as one of the great, if not the greatest novel of the 20th century. And it is great fun to discuss Ulysses with Dubliners, because it is such a quintessentially Dublin book in terms of the slang, in terms of the dialogue, in terms of the places that he writes about. It's brilliant fun. So don't be afraid of Ulysses. Or if you are, or if you're a little bit intimidated, just sign up for the book club. It's on the 13th of June, Monday the 13th of June at 6:30. And what's great about it is if you come to the book club, you'll know quite a bit more about the book itself. And then 3 days later, we have Bloomsday 100. And it might augment your enjoyment of the Bloomsday celebrations.
That sounds wonderful. There's also a weekly Irish language conversation group that's held at the library every Thursday. Tell us more about that.
That's right. It's an Irish language conversation group run by my colleague Fintan. It happens every Thursday at 3:00 in the library. You don't have to book for it. You can just show up. It's for Irish speakers of all ages. It's adults only, but it's for all levels. So if you only have a couple of focal, if you haven't spoken Irish since school and you'd like to get back into it, come along to it. It's a very, a very friendly, very relaxed environment. And it's just a way to, you know, practice your Irish in a nice setting. And it's going very well. So there's no need to book for it. You can just drop into us. So Thursdays at 3:00.
Excellent. And Enda, during our last interview a couple of months ago, we had spoken about the library's baby book club and also the toddler's book club. For those who may have missed it, would you mind to just give us a brief recap on it?
Okay, so yeah, these are great. And it's great to have parents and toddlers and children back into the libraries after the lockdown. So the baby book club, these are run by my colleagues Maria and Madonna, and they do a fantastic job with it. So the baby book club meets on Tuesdays in the library from 10 a.m. to 10:45 a.m. And it's suitable for newborns to children up to 2 years old. And then the toddler book club meets on Thursdays from 10 a.m. to 10:45. And again, that's suitable for children aged 2 up to preschool. So there's a little bit of singing, there's a bit of story time, there's a few nice toys. And it's, as I say, it's just great to have young children back in the library.
And tell us about the painting group that meets every Monday.
Yeah, the painting group meets every Monday. Now, just to be clear, it's not painting classes. It's for people who are interested in painting and they want to come along and just share their tips and do some painting with other people. Again, nice, friendly, relaxed kind of vibe to it. And it meets every Monday in the library from 10:30 to 11:30.
Okay, so judging by the time of this event, it's for adults only.
Oh, it's adults only. Yeah, it's adults only. And again, it's the very nice group that go along to it. And so what you can do is, you can discuss maybe challenges or tips or skills that you've picked up with your painting, and do a little bit of painting. Sure. Well, it's a nice way to spend the Monday morning.
I assume everybody needs to bring their own paints, brushes.
Oh yeah,
whatever.
Yeah. Bring your own equipment.
Okay, and you can just turn up for it.
Yeah, at the moment you can just turn up for it because there's quite a few spaces left on it.
Okay, finally, Enda, tell us about the Writers' Club that meets on Wednesday afternoon.
Yeah, the Writers' Club has been going for a long time. It's a bit of an institution, and a very welcome institution at Ballymun Library, and they meet on Wednesdays from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. And again, it's adults only. And it's for writers or budding writers or experienced writers just to meet up in a collegiate atmosphere and share tips and advice on writing. It's been going a long time. They're very talented people and we're delighted to have them. But again, always looking for new members.
Right, so we leave it there for today. Unless, of course, anything else you'd like to mention.
Yeah, I just have a few things, Johnny, that I'd like to mention. Ballymun Library is one of the libraries in Dublin that provides a Work Matters service. And this is something that we do in conjunction with the local enterprise office in Dublin City Council. What it is we offer particular services for people who want to research or learn new skills, people who are looking to get back into the workplace or looking to change career, or somebody who's left school and they're thinking about what kind of work they would like to do. So, you know, we have the usual things like Wi-Fi. We have a designated public PC that people can work at, access to online learning courses and online books and magazines. But part of this is that we also organise events. And on the 24th of May at 1:15 p.m., we have an event called Job Hunting Using Online Websites with Ilario Dondaro, who is a lecturer and learning and development specialist. And this is for it's just to help people, again, who are looking for maybe a change of career or a new career, and to find their way through how to use online websites for finding jobs. It's going to be very, very good and very useful. So that's on the 24th of May at 1:15 p.m. Now, you have to book for it. So if you just contact us at ballymunlibrary@dublincity.ie or ring us on 01-222-8355 to book your place for that. So that's going to be very good. And then I know some people will get excited to hear this. The Dublin City Council historian in residence, James Curry, who's a bit of a superstar in Ballymun Library, a hugely popular, engaging historian. We have two lectures on the Irish Civil War from James in June. So the first one is at the 8th of June at 6:30 p.m. It's the Irish Civil War Part 1, From Treaty Talks to Fire at the Forecourts. And then on the 15th of June, 6:30 p.m. again, Irish Civil War Part 2, From Assassination to Arms Dump with James Curry again. And as I say, anybody who's heard James speaking on the Decade of Commemorations, he's a fantastic speaker. He's incredibly engaging and he's hugely popular with the people who use Ballymun Library. So if you would like to attend those talks, just again, drop us a line at ballymunlibrary@dublincity.ie or give us a buzz at 01-222-8355. It's if you've any interest in Irish history, I guarantee you you'll learn something new from James.
Sounds great. Enda, thanks for that. And thanks again for joining us. Great talking with you. All the very best. Do take care.
Thanks, Johnny. And thanks for all your support.
You're most welcome. Now, that was Enda Leaney, Senior Librarian at Ballymun Library, talking about some forthcoming events at the library.